Welcome to our podcast, Uncommonly Common,
where you get to see how uncommonly common we are together.
I'm Zan, and this is
Daffy.
And this is like our first podcast. I like the studio we set up. Like, it's nice, and
it's a, what is it called?
Work in progress.
Work in progress.
Oh, a WAP. I heard it before. Work. No, we're a whip. A whip, not a WAP. My bad. Not a WAP. A WAP is something else. Something else. Definitely something else. See, that's good. So yeah, this podcast, I've been thinking about doing it for such a long time, and I thought, like, who can I do this with that I know that I can, like, click? And every time I would text you, every time we're hanging out, every time we're out, we're doing anything, I feel like I can read your mind and you can read mine. Because if I text you, you'll text me the same exact thing that we're thinking at the same time, and it's just random, right? Mm-hmm. It's just weird. So I was like, let me ask Steffi, because it's like, who else would I do this with that's like that I can feel comfortable and not feel like pressure, or I could be myself? Because I feel like when you're on a podcast, you should definitely try to be yourself, because you could be authentic.
So what he's trying to say is that I'm his favorite person in the world and there's no one else that he would choose
to do this podcast. Definitely, because I'd be too nervous with my wife. I'd be like laughing the whole time, and if I did it with my friends, I feel like I don't really have that many guy friends. I have very few guy friends, and all my guy friends are how do you say this? They're very, like, they have very few words. They don't like to talk. Like, if I tell them, like, oh, like, before my wife, I was like, oh, I broke up with my girlfriend, or my girlfriend dumped me, they would be like, okay.
So, yeah, this is a work in progress, but, like they say, you want to see the progress. You want to see, you know, your favorite celebrity or your family member, whoever is, grow and expand and learn more. So I'm hoping that, you know, whoever you are, whether you're watching through the phone or the computer, whatever it is, that you can join us on just this journey.
Yeah.
And watch us annoy each other.
Basically. A little
bit. We're literally not allowed to talk to each other during the week anymore.
Yeah.
Because once we start, we don't stop. And we'll start talking about something. We're like, no. Write it down.
Right. Yep.
Write it down. We'll talk about it on this day.
Exactly. So. And we're going to be trying to record like consistently. So we're trying to put out like every other Thursday, right? Two Thursdays a month. Yeah. So this won't be out till next Thursday, because it's our first podcast. So we definitely got to figure out how to edit everything. But
let's not say the date today, yeah, but
definitely don't even have a date, but yeah,
but it'll be Thursday
it'll be Thursday. I thought about the fact that you said like we're so alike, and when you came in the door, you're wearing a Nike shirt, I'm wearing a Nike shirt, you were gonna wear jeans, but you said you didn't want to because you couldn't cross your feet in camera, so it's like we would have wore the same thing
literally.
So yeah, and
we're both in black, in a black, yep, Nike shirt.
Crazy.
Next time I'm coming in a dress.
Yeah, so. I'm not gonna wear that.
Stay tuned.
So yeah, you're definitely gonna see us grow, and I know a lot of people like to see progress, and they like to see like how much you'll develop during this project. A lot of people won't even tune in until like the fine, like they start popping off. Like I've noticed that like people tend to either tune in really early or tune in like late when you're either like crashing and burning or doing very well. So
yeah,
I'm just excited because I feel like we could be more creative on here and we could kind of express ourselves a lot.
Yeah, show at least for myself, well I think for you too, show our more creative side and our more connecting with people,
like, yeah,
side, just because we love to make connections and meet people and stuff, but it's hard in Miami. It's hard when I work a 9-to-5 and I'm always like working during the week.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bit of a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
When now I can come here and be excited and connect with you guys and hear from you guys, and eventually maybe we'll have other people join on the channel.
Not eventually, we will. I mean, I'm excited for that too, because I know, like,
spoiler.
Yeah, but you're so good at, like, you're good at questioning, and I feel like if we have someone that is very interesting and they can educate us, you'll know what to ask.
I just need to work on my facial expression.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh gosh. Okay.
No, but it's not nothing crazy. Right. So, oh my God. How many times do you look at a scale? Do you weigh yourself? Do you have one at home?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Maybe once every 3 weeks.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have one, and I would look at myself maybe every time I showered, or every time I didn't eat, or every time
in the morning.
Every time I could, I just passed by the bathroom, basically. <For sure. laughs> Every time I'm like, okay, how much can it change? Like, I was just trying to see, if I was eating, how much weight I would carry with water. And then I knew it wasn't, healthy. My mind was why am I looking at my weight so much? This shouldn't matter. And then I think the scale that we had, the batteries just ran out, and my wife just put it away. And now it's I don't even look at my weight, and I'm my mind is not on that. I don't think about that anymore, because I know it's going to fluctuate, right? If I just had pasta, I'm assuming I'm going to weigh 10 more pounds because I'm eating a lot of pasta and all the water is being absorbed. So that's what I was asking, because it's definitely not healthy to weigh yourself that much as I was weighing myself.
Yeah, I think you end up getting too much in your head.
Yeah.
You can take a few extra steps that day, or you cannot drink as much water or drink too much water, and all those different things, go, unless you're about to, box or something that you have to weigh
yourself. Watch your weight. Yeah.
I've never been accustomed to really weigh myself every day or every week. When I was younger, we would go on to Publix, which is a supermarket in
South Florida.
Well, actually, no, they have it in Georgia.
Yeah, I know they do. I know they have it down south. They don't have it in California or New York. But
I would go there and weigh myself. But I had to really realize you have to just be healthy and have a balanced lifestyle, not just eating habits, but lifestyle. And as long as you're feeling good about your, when you're waking up and how you feel about yourself, and because there's going to be a time that we're not going to look like this.
Oh, definitely not. And we'll see it. If we do this podcast long enough, we're going to see oh, this was our first episode. That's what we look like. And hopefully we'll
be Sam, why'd you cut your hair so short? For sure.
Yeah, I think that's funny, because a lot of my friends are now oh, you're running a lot. And I'm starting to notice that everybody's starting to run. Yeah. I don't know if it's just a trend. Everybody that I know is oh, let's run. I'm like, damn, I don't know if it's because I'm running, so I see more runners.
Runners, yeah.
Or if it's just everybody's just running overall.
I think it kind of started with the hot girl walk.
Really? I don't even know about that.
Yeah, it's a thing. Oh, my God.
What is that?
The fact that I'm explaining this. I want to say it started on TikTok. I'm not really sure, but it's just kind of getting girls, not single girls, just any girl, get your Stanley Cup and go on a walk and
oh really,
just go outdoors and get some fresh air.
Is that why the Stanley Cup's blew off,
because of that stuff? It could be. I'm not 100% sure, but it started becoming a thing in Miami, and it's I think in Brickell or downtown, hot girl walk, come not only for your mental health and go on a walk and exercise, but you can also meet other women that are going on this hot girl walk. And then now you see the Nike Run Club and Brickell and then I Run. I don't know. There at this point there are so many.
Everybody's
I don't know if you want to shout out your
Morning Miles. If you guys are in Miami, Morning Miles, just join us. We run every Saturday. It's a nice, it's 3 miles. We're starting with 3 miles, but it's great. You get to meet new people, and I don't know, it's fun when you're running with a group of people, because you're kind of pushing each other. You know that
you gotta do it.
You gotta do it. And it's only 3 miles. So, you know, like, okay, if I can do it, they can do it. If they can do it, I mean, I can do it, right? But yeah, I noticed.
I haven't done it yet.
You're gonna do it soon. We have the Spartan race coming up, which is wild. So you've been traveling a lot, and I don't see you running. So
Spartan race is gonna be intense. I need to buy running shoes. I think that's step number one.
But yeah, definitely, if you're going to do running shoes, I feel like that's like the first step. Everybody running because they want to buy the gear. Like, I started running and I'm like, I want to buy new shoes, running glasses, shorts, shirt, everything that I can possibly buy that's for running.
Yeah, my fiance is the same way. Once he's in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it to win it.
He's into golf. Yeah. I haven't even gotten into the golf craze because I know that.
Oh, no, right now it's, I don't know if I'm not talking bashing, but. It's volleyball, softball, golf, and now with Jace, my stepson, he's going to start playing football, and now he's going to be like a coach.
Oh, gosh. Well, I could see him as a coach.
Yeah.
He's definitely, your fiance is like an amazing dude, and the way that he talks to people, I feel like he's always coaching, regardless. Yeah. He coaches adults, so yeah. I'm pretty sure he coaches his son.
But I haven't picked up on the running. It fucking sucks.
You don't like it?
No.
I didn't like it and I love it now.
I want to so bad, but I just cannot. Like, yeah. It's just not, it hurts. The next day I can't walk. My side starts like cramping up or whatever it's called. Like, I just feel like I'm never prepared.
Well, what's the most you've ever run? Like, if you...
I don't know. Down the block? I don't know. Like,
you said down the block. So have you, I mean, you
no, I know
at CrossFit you guys run. I see you guys running. So how much do you guys
there,
run?
There we don't run that much. We'll do like 400 meters, 800 meters.
Oh, okay, so it's not long distance at all.
No,
it's not.
No, but for Murph,
what's Murph?
It's a workout that we do for. Let me Google it really quick. I can't.
Murph. I mean, it's funny.
What 2 miles.
2 miles.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
So it's a 1 mile run, 100. Pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then 1 mile.
Okay, that's not bad. Well, the Spartan race we're going to do is going to be 5 kilometers. It's like 3 point something miles, 3.1, 3.2. Don't check, but I know it's something like that. And then it's like 20-something obstacles. I mean, I've done it in the past. I know you guys can do it. It'll be super dope. And
no, it'll be fun.
Said no one ever.
I just need to prepare myself.
I mean, it's in 20 days, not even less than 20 days. Just so you know. I think you knew, but maybe you were putting it off.
I need to buy shoes. If you have any recommendations for running shoes.
Nike, just get anything. Like, everybody's wearing the same Hakas or Hokas. I don't know how you pronounce them.
I don't like those. Sorry for anyone. It's just for me, I'm...
They look comfortable. I don't have any, yeah. But
I heard they're amazing. I heard they're very comfortable. I like the On Cloud, like,
oh, my aesthetically, wife has those.
Like, yeah. It's super cute.
But they're like crazy expensive. I've seen like,
yeah, but I think the Hokas are almost the same.
I mean, I like Nike. Yeah. I don't know if it's Nike or Nike, but one of the Nike. Okay, I'm just making sure. But my mom says Nike, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Nike.
Well, all my running shoes are Nike. All of them Nike. All of them are Nike.
It's like at work, we at my job, we have a barista, and she sometimes I take my coffee with stevia, and I say stevia, and she says stevia.
Oh.
But every time she says stevia, I'm like, and she goes, tomato, tomato. I'm like,
yeah, it's the same thing. Where's she from? She from Miami?
I think so. I
uh-oh.
I don't know. I think, sorry, Danny, love you. But I think she's Cuban American.
She's a stevia.
Yeah.
And you say stevia.
Stevia.
Okay, I think it's the same thing. I guess. Mm. Whatever.
Let us know how you say it.
Yeah. Comment down below. Comment down below how you say it.
The comments are gonna be Nike shoes, stevia.
Yeah. Also comment like what type of guests you want us to interview, because we have a lineup, but we have people on like all the spectrums. So if there's like, if you guys want to hear more educational things, if you guys want to hear more pop culture things, if you guys want comedians or something like that, just let us know so we know who to bring on and who you want to watch, just so we know like what type of person to bring on. We're going to bring them all, but
I was
going to
say, we're going to do it all.
Yeah, but it's just more like for preference. If you guys would like, Just don't ever be afraid to comment what you guys want, because I mean, it'll be fun, I guess.
I'm excited.
Also, but
I'm excited don't be for dicks. this whip.
This whip, not WAP. What is WAP again? I know it's a Cardi B song, but I know it.
Cricket.
Oh, got it. I remember what it was. Definitely don't want to say that. I don't want to get flagged. Inappropriate.
Also killed by your wife.
Oh, shout out to my wife with all the plants. If you see plants, it's because she fills the house and it looks like a jungle. We have
Green Thumb.
Yeah, we have like at least 80 plants in here. I'm not sure if that's good, because I've heard that plants consume carbon dioxide, they consume carbon dioxide, and then sometimes they don't, because if there's not enough oxygen, I don't know. I just know that sometimes it's not good to have that many plants, but maybe that's a myth. I'm not sure.
Just in this room, there is about 20 plants.
More than 20 for sure.
And they have a whole balcony
full of plants.
Full of plants.
Yeah.
So we're selling tickets to come to the exhibit.
I thought about the scale thing, because I remember when we went to Colombia, you said, I don't remember what it was. I think we had just woken up and you're like, look at my abs. And you had abs and you're like, these are my morning abs. Because I was like, oh, what do you mean? You're like, yeah, I don't have abs in the afternoon.
No.
I only have them when I
wake up.
Especially
in Colombia. No.
And you guys have been to Colombia like recently more than I have. And I'm Colombian. She's Brazilian. So it's crazy.
It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Everybody's there now.
Yeah.
There's like a Medellin craze. Everybody I know is like either trying to move there or they go there like every other month.
Yeah. Right now, I think it's the past like 2 years, it's been one of the more popular places to visit. Someone was asking me, oh, but it's super cheap, right? Like it was
when we
first started. Well, when I first started going there. But now with so many tourists and so many people going, they're starting to now... How do you say?
They're just trying to fluctuate the price. It's exactly. It's inflated, basically, because now they know that the people that are coming in have Americans, money.
Yeah.
Because when we went, I kid you not, we went for like, what, 2 weeks? Or like 10 days?
Yeah.
And we spent no more than like $1,000 each.
Yeah.
And we did everything, literally everything.
Paragliding, and now I don't think you could spend. Best restaurants, wine and drinks, and every lunch and dinner, and... We even got like a table at a club. Like
we went waterfall. What is it called? Waterfall hiking,
rock climbing. But whatever. Yeah, if you ever want to go somewhere in South America,
go to Colombia.
Yeah,
we need to go to Brazil, but we haven't gone. I don't know why we have. I mean,
all the Colombians are gonna comment.
Yeah, shout out Colombia.
Don't go to my country.
Yeah, don't go to my country. Like everybody here saying that New Yorkers need to go back. Yeah,
don't come back. Don't come to Miami.
Don't come to Miami. Please don't. Everything is so different. Everything is completely different. Miami's not the same. I have a lot of friends that are leaving to Texas. Yeah. A lot of them left already. But yeah, I'm not hating on people that are coming in. It's just...
Miami just needs more... Bigger, well, we need more housing, one, but we also need bigger, like, highways and bigger streets, and we need to be more pedestrian-friendly.
Friendly, 100%.
The amount of people that I almost hit while driving anywhere, any time of day, any area of Miami, it's people looking down on their phones, crossing the street carelessly. Like
today we saw a guy that he was on a scooter, he was on a little moped, and on the moped he was just texting. I don't know how he was doing it. I think he was just like holding and texting, and I'm like, yo, this guy's gonna get hit, and then he's gonna play La Vistima and he's gonna say that it wasn't him, and obviously it was. So yeah, we in our car we put a dash cam. We got a dash cam because everybody here is like crazy and you're gonna get hit, and then they're gonna run, and then you're on your own with like paying the bills.
Yeah,
it's gonna be funny because when I'm editing the video, you guys are gonna see like things are gonna be different from one scene and then things are gonna be different for the other scene, so just bear with us. We're getting used to it, and this is not the first time we recorded, because we recorded before when we were practicing. Yeah. But we just recorded audio, we didn't record video, so we're like getting used to like recording and having different cameras and having to look at different cameras, and these cameras have different amount of memory. So I think by next episode, it'll be a lot smoother.
For sure.
But yeah.
But maybe you'll see this and you won't even notice.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, our first episode is definitely not going to be as long as the others, because we're going to have guests on and we're going to be more prepared. Not that we're not prepared now. It's just, that's
whip,
not what it
guys,
meant.
Whip.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
The name of this teaser episode is called Whip.
Whip. WIP, work in progress. Yeah, what else can we say? I wanted to ask you something. You've been in Miami your whole life. I've been in Miami my whole life. What is something that you like about Miami, something that you don't like about Miami? Let's start with what you do like. Like, if you were talking to somebody that wants to move to Miami, because a lot of people still want to move to Miami. Mm-hmm.
I would say that my favorite thing about Miami is that we're a huge melting pot of so many different people, religions, all shapes and sizes. And it's very hard that you'll go somewhere and someone is wearing the same exact outfit that you are, or obviously there are similarities. Like right now there's like different trends, like the sambas, you know, like super, like the
dunks,
like there are things that are trends and stuff. But I really do love that in Miami, which I've noticed every time I travel outside of Miami, you don't see that. You don't see either I stick out or the people that I'm with stick out. Like it's never really like Miami.
Yeah.
I always say I want to leave Miami, but it's its own bubble. And I think if I ever do, it might be definitely a bit of a culture shock.
For sure.
Yeah.
And what don't you like about Miami? So people know. so people know that are moving.
What I don't like is just that everything is, not everything, a majority of the...
I already know what you're going to say. That's crazy how connected you are, but you could say it. I hope I know what you're saying, what you're going to say.
Should we say it at the same time?
I hope we use the same word. That would be pretty cool if you said the same word as I did.
Okay. Let's use one word.
For what you don't like about Miami? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
Ready? It's an easy word. Okay. I think we're on the same page, hopefully. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Shallow.
Superficial. Okay.
The close. Same thing. Shallow, superficial. It's literally the same thing.
Yeah. That's probably the thing that I dislike the most about Miami. Everyone is, you know, just...
Well, not everyone. I think...
No, yeah. I'm sorry. Not everyone, but there's a lot of people that just want to show... I don't know. Just everyone's consumed about this lifestyle of just being better than everyone or just making more money and being like everything is just like more, 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 me, me, me. And obviously not everyone is like that, but you get a very good, a big picture when you come and visit. You see that a lot. So I feel like there's a lot of people that are just so focused on what's the next move and not the next move of like for your future. It's like, what's the next move of where are we going to go? What's the next drink that we're going to have? What's the next, how much we're going to spend while we're out? Like, you know, all these things that in the end don't really.
Yeah. Don't matter.
Take you anywhere or.
I mean, don't matter, because it might matter to some people, but it just doesn't. It isn't who you are. And some people think that it's what they are. Like, it's like the essence of them.
Yeah. If you work in entertainment and stuff, like I get it. It's your job. But in the end, that lifestyle for me, it's not healthy.
Yeah, definitely not. That's why I said shallow. Cause this, like Miami it's all vanity, right? It's how you look to other people. And I don't think it's healthy, which is one of the reasons why I do want to move. I want to move away to raise my kids. I don't have kids now, but when we do, I don't want them to be exposed to that as much as I was as a kid.
Yeah.
Because growing up, that's all you care about in Miami. Like what's your first car? What are you driving to school?
Yeah.
What shoes are you wearing? And I'm assuming that it's probably like that for a lot of cities, but it's just so enhanced in Miami. Everyone is just trying to be better than everybody else. And like, even when you go out on a boat, like, people are more worried about the other boat that's next to them than what's going on in their boat.
Or is my music louder than that boat? Yeah. Do I have more people? Like,
is my boat bigger?
Yeah.
And it's just like, why does that matter? I mean, I
get to some people, instead of enjoying the fact that you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean in Miami, enjoying beautiful weather and, you know, fresh air, like, people can just get too fixated on what's trying to look at the other person's grass, trying to see how they're watering it and how many times they're watering it, instead of just focusing on their own yard and their own grass.
Yeah.
So I definitely, those are like, that's like the one thing that drives me a little crazy.
Yeah. So I think we're on the same page. What I love about Miami the most is melting pot, but mostly the food in Miami. Like, I've gone to a lot of places around the world, and some people are spot on with the foods a lot. And like, there's very authentic Colombian food in Miami. There's very authentic Venezuelan food and Brazilian food. There's very authentic Japanese food, Peruvian food. So you can get like very good food without having to go to the country.
Yeah.
And then what I don't like is the shallowness. And what sucks is that sometimes that shallowness will affect like even prices. Like, restaurants that I used to go to that were so cheap, now, because it's popping on Instagram or on TikTok, the prices are skyrocketing. So that like vanity affects like the locals, right? Because there's like a restaurant right next to us. It's called Sagra. And like, I love that Italian restaurant. But 2 years ago, the prices like for, and it's like a hole in the wall. It's on Biscayne and 110th Street, I think, or 99th Street. And they have amazing Italian food. And when we first started going there, each plate, I wouldn't spend more than $50 with my wife. And now it's minimum $100.
Yeah.
And it's the same exact plate. The plates are smaller. They changed the plates. Everything's, and I'm not bashing on them. It's just, I'm assuming that they probably got.
They still go there very often.
Yeah. I'm assuming they just got hit with like, they have to pay their employees more. It's just more demand. And it sucks because, I mean, Miami's not the same, but. Eventually, I think something's going to happen. People are going to, like, leave. Something. I mean, once the hurricanes come, people that came that aren't used to hurricanes are going to get scared and leave, because hurricanes are not fun.
And I think a lot of restaurants are on this hype of, oh, you can take really good pictures, or, you know, we have this photo wall, or we have this amazing bathroom, or we have this beautiful dish, whether it's a dessert or whatever, and people will specifically go there
just
to do that and take those pictures. A picture
and post it and be like, oh, I went there.
And then I think because of that, now restaurants, instead of focusing on the quality or the taste of the food, they focus more on
the aesthetics,
the experience, which is still part of the, you know, overall experience. Like that, like, I want it, when I'm going to a restaurant, I want to feel all my senses.
Yeah,
you know, obviously that if you go to a smaller, like a food chain or something, it's a different experience. But if I'm going to spend $100+, like I want to have a little bit of each of my senses kind of get tapped into. But I feel like we lack that a little bit here. It's more of a, oh, like, I know this place has an amazing view, so I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
And that's part of it, right? It's great, but you also want to have amazing food.
Or drinks, you know, like you go to a bar and it's a rooftop bar and you have an amazing view, but like you're drinking your $25 drink and you're like,
you're literally sipping dollars.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, this is not worth what I'm. Yeah. Recently went to a good restaurant though. Barcelona.
Yeah.
Barcelona wine, something like that.
Wine bar.
It was amazing. Midwood. I recommend it. It was amazing. The food is not overpriced.
Everything also don't like to gatekeep, so we'll let you.
Yeah, definitely.
Just don't get it super crazy packed.
Yeah, but it's so good. The food was amazing. It was cheap.
Yeah, it was pretty affordable. It's a good place to go, whether it's a date or like two people or a big party. We went there for my birthday back in February, and like it was a decent, like 12 people.
Yeah, 12 people.
What birthday was it?
How old are you turning?
They were super accommodating.
You're just gonna skim over that. Okay.
It was for my 30th birthday. My family, like, it was our family dinner for my birthday. Yeah. But everything, I've gone there a few times and it's always been super good. The wine has been super, you know, delicious. I tell them this is what I like and they always give good recommendations. If you want like a full-on meal, they got you. If you want tapas and just like a few bites, also amazing. I feel like the outside should have like some live music and then it would be like perfect.
Yeah, Steffi is a foodie. Like she, before I met this family, I was extra Colombian. That's all I ate, Colombian food. If any, I didn't start eating real food. I'm not saying that Colombian food is not real food, but I didn't start eating food
other than my
culture until I was like 18 when I met like Lala. I didn't, like her family introduced me to like eating sushi, eating like Japanese food, eating other foods. Yeah. And then I started, like experiencing, like they kind of opened that door for me. And then I eventually was like, let me just try everything. Yeah, and then I ended up showing them restaurants. I showed my wife how much I love Japanese food. Like my top three, if I were to pick food, is definitely.
Can I say it?
Yeah, try.
Maybe. Let's see. Okay. The sushi, pasta, and Colombian food.
Okay, you're close. Okay. I was going to say by countries because I was going to label it. But yeah, sushi, basically, I was going to say Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
And then Italian.
Yeah.
I can't put Colombia next to these because I feel like Colombia has great food. But Colombian food is very fried. They don't have everything. It's not everything's fried. But my favorite food personally up there is Japanese, Italian, and Peruvian.
Okay.
I think the Peruvian food is... you see, I already... Peruvian and Mexican. Like, so those four, top four for me, Peruvian, Mexican, Italian, and Japanese. I think those are the best cuisines in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you have like ramens and you have different types of ramens. And then you have like with the Peruvian food, the fish is ridiculous how they cook fish, the ceviche. And then
their spice. Yes. It's really good.
And Mexican food, like I love Mexican food because they just use so much cheese and they have all types of cheeses. And then,
which when I met Danny, he was lactose intolerant.
I'm still lactose intolerant, but so, it doesn't matter at this point.
Pray for my sister every time he eats cheese.
She already knows. Like we eat cheese a lot.
I feel like cheese and bacon. You guys eat a lot. I don't know now.
Oh, we run through eggs. I noticed this week. My wife's had been into like she doesn't want to eat. She wants to eat eggs, but they have to be like. People are gonna hate me. They have to be organic eggs.
Okay.
Like not the $60 eggs that you get at Walmart. Yeah. That's like not $60, like $10 for 60 eggs.
For 60 eggs, yeah.
I love those. I don't really care. Eggs are eggs, but she says that they have to be different. And I'm starting to notice
free range. Yeah.
But I'm starting to notice there's a difference because when you crack them, like. The yolk is like orange, yeah. And then I'm used to like yellow.
Have you had the blue?
No.
The blue egg?
Blue egg, no, I have not.
Those are really good. Like super, they're obvious. I think they're like $12.
Wow.
Like they're super, I could be exaggerating a little bit, but they're so good.
We went to, where was it? We went to Hakkasan, and they have these Hakkasan on Fontainebleau.
Yeah.
So they have this chicken that's not chicken. It's like soy based.
Oh.
And it was so freaking good.
Oh, sure.
Like the chicken was.
Oh, is that where you guys went the other night?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was so good. And
I went there once, but like years ago. It was really good. But it's not a vegan restaurant.
No, it's not. Oh. But they had vegan options. Stuff. Like even the dumplings were vegan. Pistachio, avocados. Mm. Yeah, we went.
Was it good?
Yeah. And it wasn't expensive, but because we knew the bartender, so we didn't pay that much. But if it's a pricey restaurant. Yeah. But it was good
like, for a special occasion.
Yeah, but it's definitely really good. We're talking about food a lot. I think we're hungry.
Yeah,
for sure we're hungry.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for watching. So if I had to pick top three foods, if I had to leave it down to three, it would be Japanese, Mexican, and
Italian.
No, I think Japanese, Mexican, Peruvian. Personally, but if you had to pick three. Top three foods, countries for foods.
For sure, Asian. That's like number
one. You have to pick a country. Asia, you could literally be Thai, or it can be Japan, or it can be Chinese. So okay, you have to pick one.
I would do Japanese, Thai.
Your top three. So Japanese and Thai.
Yeah.
And there's one more option. Dang, I didn't know you were going to go with Japanese and Thai. I thought you were going to pick one of those.
And I think Peruvian.
Peruvian? Yeah. Yeah. Japanese, Thai, Peruvian. Yeah. But there's a lot more. There's like, there's like.
I really like Vietnam. Indian, I'm like okay with.
Yeah.
It's not like my favorite. Like, it's good. I love curry, but I feel for me, it's like hit or miss sometimes.
Maybe Greek food. Greek food is really good, but I haven't had enough of it to know.
Yeah. Greek food is really good.
I've heard it's like the top, like one of the tops in the world.
I think it's like one of the best diets.
Okay.
For you to have like healthiest diets.
Okay.
And then I love Vietnamese food. I love
there's so much food. Yeah. We're definitely hungry, guys. I'm sorry.
But I mean, Italian, I'm like okay. Mexican, I'm not a crazy fan.
Yeah, you don't really like tacos. No. Last time we had so many tacos, and you're like, I'm just not.
I'm like, you guys didn't get that from me.
Yeah. I love tacos. But something that we do, you guys are going to know about us is like that we have in common. We have a lot of things in common, but we like spicy.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I knew anybody that likes spice as much as I do, but she's up there. Yeah. Like there's this place we go to that's called Dumpling King. Shout out Dumpling King.
Oh, yeah.
And the one we go to is in North Miami Beach. It's like on 163rd and they have this spicy dip. And super. It is, but, well, it's called a dip, but yeah, it's a soup. Basically a soup, but it's a dip. And it's so freaking good because, like, there's, I think there's, like, options. You can get, like, the regular and then there's spicy and there's very spicy.
Yeah.
And it is so spicy that, like, you're crying.
Your, like, nose is dripping.
But you'll eat it. Like, yeah, it's a comfortable spice.
It's, like, so flavorful.
Well, it's not comfortable spice, but it's a good, tasty spice. It's not, like... There's certain spices that are not, they don't taste good. They're just spicy.
Yeah, because it's flavorful, you want to continue eating it.
Today you said, we were talking in the morning and you said that something about you had to wash your hair. Something like that. You were like, I have to wash my hair. Yeah. So I'm a man, right? And I see this with my wife as well. Like, how difficult is it to have so much hair or have hair? Like,
because
I have long hair, but I'm a guy. I go into the shower. I literally just wash my head. I wash my hair every day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think about it that much. I use dandruff shampoo. I don't really think about it that much. But I know that women in general, they have to care for it a lot because it's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And so, like, what did you mean? Like, so if you wash your hair, does your day depend on how do you start your day? Like,
so I wash my hair once a week with this shampoo that has 24 karat gold in it. And
are you serious?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god, I was like, Jesus Christ, we were just talking about vanity and being shallow. That's funny.
No, for me, I think it's mostly because I work out, so
I'm like showing my hair so people can see it.
Yeah, he has long hair. So if I know, like, usually I train Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so during the, like, I'll wash my hair, let's say Friday night, and then on the weekend I'll have it like super clean. By Monday I kind of have it like in a ponytail so I can work out. And then,
so you don't wash your hair every other day? Because I know some, like,
I used to, but now that my hair's shorter, it's been a little bit easier to not wash it all the time. I don't know why.
Do you blow dry it every day?
No, I just brush it.
You just brush it?
Yeah.
And then you put it in your ponytail?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the short hair, I don't have much options. My hair used to be really long, and I, like, went through something and, like, chopped it off. But
that's another follow-up question. In my experience, what is it with you guys and having to, like...
Who's you guys?
Women.
Okay.
Because I don't think men have this. I've never had that urge to, like, want to chop off my hair.
Yeah.
Every month, my wife comes to me. She's like, babe, I want to cut my hair. And I'm like, you just grew it to this length. Like, it's perfect for me. I love it. And she's like, I want to cut it. And then in the past, she's cut it. And then she's like, oh, why did I cut my hair?
It happens.
So
you live and you learn.
But why are you guys so prone to, like, wanting to cut your hair?
I don't know. Like, I went in to get some layers. There's this haircut called the butterfly haircut, which was trending. I don't know if it still is, but I went in to, my hair was down here. I went to do that haircut, and I kind of, in the back of my mind for a while, have been thinking about cutting my hair short, like kind of like a bob, lob situation, more like a bob. And I,
It's longer now than what it was.
oh yeah, my
I'm gonna
hair
see if I
was
can try to
like,
put a picture up of what it was before.
yeah,
Cause it was
it was
so
really
dope how
short.
she had it cut. It was really short.
Yeah, it was like
It's a lot longer now.
to my,
Your
like
hair grows
my
quick.
chin. Yeah, which is also why I think I'm not that attached to my hair. Obviously, I'm attached. It was scary when I cut it. I'm like, you.
What did your husband think? Your fiance? They're practically married.
He didn't know. I called him on FaceTime.
What do you say? I already know what he's saying. He's like, "Oh wow," or
Yeah,
he's
he
like,
was just
"Wow,
like,
babe."
cool. He was just in like shocked. He didn't know really what to say. And then once he thought it was like a filter.
He's like, "Turn it off."
He thought it was a filter, while we were FaceTiming, which is my fault. I gave him no warning signs at all that I ever wanted to cut my hair that short. I'm pretty sure I've probably mentioned it in passing,
Yeah.
but never like seriously that I wanted to cut it. He doesn't mind short or long hair on me, so I didn't think it would be that like shocking, but I cut so much of it off that it was like I went to
Definitely
yeah, it
a
was
surprise.
a big change. So he thought it was a filter, and then once he thought I
He's
he
like, turn
saw
it off.
he saw that I was like, see, oh yeah, because I was screen recording it to get like his
His
reaction,
reaction.
and he was just like, what filter is that? And I was like, okay, let me just turn
Before he says something that makes
off,
me
like
look
stop recording,
bad.
because this
Your
is not how
reaction.
I planned it in my head. So, but he liked it. I think he still likes it.
I like it. It's nice.
Yeah, I like it. But now I'm bored. So I'm gonna grow it back out.
Okay.
But I do this thing. I was blonde for like 7 years, like 6 years, no,
I remember
like
blonde
six
stuffy.
years. And then the past like year and a half, I've just
Would
gone
you ever do
dark.
the Colombian thing? Have you ever seen the Colombian highlights?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so
It's not my
Colombian. I
style.
see a girl with those highlights, I'm like, Colombian,
Colombian.
for sure. And it's a Colombian thing. Like, that's
Yeah.
just what it is. But you're saying, so this is another thing I wanted to talk about. So do you care about the hairstyle that your husband grows? Like, does it bother you? Like, if he were to grow
No.
his hair out or if he does a fade, like, you don't really pay much mind to it?
No. I don't know, I'm very, I don't have a favorite color. I don't have a favorite like anything. I'm very like go with the flow. Like, obviously if you look crazy, I'm gonna tell you look crazy. But there was a time that he shaved his hair, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
Like he went to shave, and I was like, wow, it looks really good. And he was like, oh, maybe I should have done this a long time ago. Like, but he's never really grown his hair out like really long. It's gotten long before that he
Yeah.
can like brush it back, and it looked good.
Did you see the Bad Bunny thing? He
No.
was in a studio with Arcángel and he had this hat, well, not this hat, like a New York hat. And the hat, he made it custom made so that these hairs were there, but it wasn't his
It
hair.
was fake.
Yeah. So when he took it off,
It was a
I
buzz
mean
cut.
he had his cut, but it wasn't like puffy in the back. And he gave it to Arcángel, who's bald, and Arcángel put the hat on, and you could see like the little hairs coming out. It's
No.
hilarious. And I'm like, that's pretty clever. Like, people want that
But
cut.
I mean, girls do that. Like,
Well, yeah, they have extensions
yeah.
and
But
stuff.
even like in the sense of like I saw this thing on TikTok or Instagram that it looks like a headband, but when you like, it looks like a headband, but in the bottom it's like extension. So you just like put
Wow.
it, and then it like elongates your hair. It has like a strand on the top. It looks like a headband, and then the bottom is like all like it looks like a full on long extension. So when you put it in, like you wear it as a headband, but when you put it on, it like the headband part hides. You don't see the string. It's not a headband. It's a very thin string. So when you wear it, it makes your hair go from like let's say like your shoulders all the way down, like to the middle of your back.
And it's you don't notice it at all? Like, no. If you were to
look, I mean, I've only seen it in videos. I've never seen it in person.
Maybe you haven't even noticed. Maybe somebody had it on.
And then like now there's like hats that how do you call those?
Baseball caps
that in the back have a hole for the girl's ponytail.
Oh.
So that if you are going to, even if you want to wear, like, not even if you want to go to like a sporting event, if you want to have your hair up in a ponytail and wear the hat, there's a hole in the back.
That's funny. So I have never seen that, but yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm not a baseball fan, but I like baseball caps. I love baseball caps. They're comfortable and they're nice and they're like, they're in style. I like it.
Yeah, they're cute. I like them.
Go sports. They're expensive.
Go sports. Like,
I bought three hats. It was like $100. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. But it's like the new era hats. So I think they're just better quality. You can get cheaper hats.
I believe you.
But they're nice quality. I like them because I have other hats and they're ruined. And this hasn't changed the color. I like it.
Yeah, I was just in San Francisco and we went into some hat store. And they were like, we can curve it. We can make it straight. We can do. And I'm like, what?
It's a culture.
Can't you just like buy the hat ready?
It's a culture. Yeah.
Like
when you buy these hats, I bought them and it's straight. It's a fitted hat. So it's like straight and you have to curve it to your head. So it looks nice on your head.
But you do it or you pay someone.
Oh, so, no. But on TikTok, I saw that they're selling machines or like a contraption that you put on the hat and it curves it perfectly. And then you heat it up and it'll curve it.
Yeah.
I just curve it with my hands.
Yeah.
But
I don't like when it's straight.
Yeah, I don't like it when it's straight either. I think there's some people that like it and it's like a skater thing. Or
Erwin loves the
straight.
Yeah,
I can tell he loves it. Yeah, I like it when it's curved.
I like the curve. I like the curvier. Like,
especially because a square makes your makes your head look weird because it's like a space here. So when it's curved, it's like wrapped to your head. But the reason I was asking about like if you cared about the hair is because recently I ran into like, I don't want to put the person out there, but I ran into like
someone,
one of my old friends. We're not really friends anymore because I don't speak to them anymore. But I ran into them and they were mentioning that their wife was gaining weight. And he was telling us this and I didn't know how to like navigate that conversation because he's telling me this and I'm like, I didn't know what to say because he was saying, oh, you guys are running, like we should go run. I'm like, yeah, let's go run. And then he's like, wait, I should bring my wife. I'm like, yeah, bring anybody you want. And then he's like, yeah, because she's gaining a lot of weight and I want to run and I want her to run too. And I'm like, yeah. And I didn't know how to go. I'm like, how do you go about these conversations? And I'm only asking this because I'm a man, right? And I have an open, like I can tell my wife anything, right? And my wife, I think she's perfect in my eyes, but she finds her imperfections. I find my imperfections in myself. Like, yeah. I don't really ever call out her out or anything. But I do tell her to watch how she's eating. I'll tell her, hey, babe, you're eating too much sugar. And not because I care about the way she looks, but I care about
her health,
right? Yeah. Because my sister is skinny and she has high cholesterol because she eats a lot of fat. So it's like, how do you go, like, as a woman, how would you want somebody to approach you? Like, if Erwin were to tell you, like, you're gaining weight, like, how do you, because I feel like if somebody's watching this as a guy, they want to know how to be approached about this. Or do you even want to be approached about it? Yeah. Because maybe he was coming to me for advice and I didn't know how to like segue to that because I was just like, hey, yeah, just come run with us.
Yeah.
But how do you like as
a
woman?
I think as a friend, you did a good job inviting them to run.
Yeah.
I think for him, he would, I don't know.
She wasn't there, by the way. He just spoke about it. Yeah. And I didn't know how to navigate it, to be honest.
I think it's obviously the problem, also the solution starts at home, in the sense of like, if you think that your partner or you are gaining weight, like what are you guys consuming at home?
Yeah,
what are you consuming?
That's
every
so
day?
True. I thought about that recently. Yeah. Like what you're buying at the grocery store. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, what you're spending your money on, it's what you're going to be consuming.
Exactly. So like for me at home, like I try to keep it like pretty healthy,
but you guys have some snacks. But I think that's because of Jace.
Yeah, because of Jace. But
you
thankfully,
guys,
those snacks, I'm not crazy about.
I love those snacks. I went to her house last week and there was a cabin full of like hot Cheetos. I'm like, oh my goodness. But so, I knew it wasn't for her. It was for Jace.
Yeah. So for me, I went and one day shopping at Trader Joe's, minding my own business, I saw the stupid sour gummies that they have. And I went and I bought it because I like sour stuff. And I was like, okay, like kind of healthy, like organic. Like I finished that thing in like 3 days. That every night I was like having four pieces before wow. bed. And I realized I'm like, I need to throw this out. Like, and I cannot buy this again. So it all comes to like, what are you buying for your house? Like, what are you consuming at home? Like, I will never buy those gummies for my house again. But like, it can be for the weekend. Like, yeah. if we're going to like the beach or we're going to like, park, yeah. yeah, everyone together, like hanging out, like I'll do that.
Because you can split it amongst a lot of people. It's exactly. not just for you.
Or but if for me to buy it for my house, like, not that it's anything bad. I deserve to have a sweet treat here and there. But I think the solution and problem is at home. Okay. Like it has to start there.
But how do you express that or how do you expect to be expressed?
I mean, just start making the changes, like kind of the things at home. I would be like, oh, like, this is almost done, or like, look at this, like, should we have this, or let it finish. And the next time you go to the store, like you go to, they go to grab it. Hey, you know, that had a lot of sugar, that wasn't so healthy. Maybe this time we shouldn't buy it again, you know, yeah. kind of thing. And then if that doesn't work, honestly, communication is key. Like just kind of, obviously you don't be respectful to like, for what works for my relationship might not work for everyone's. But I would kind of just be like, hey, like, you know, like maybe we need to start like walking more together yeah. or like going to the park or go running, or like, why don't we start doing a class together or spending more time outdoors. And just there's it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is a very good point. Because you don't want to say, you don't want to, especially if you know that person is dealing with like body dysmorphia, or that person is very self-conscious,
and no one wants to be put out, like yeah. put be like have something about themselves pointed out, like
yeah
it's we're all human, we all have feelings. So I think it's important to have a little bit of grace and a little bit of
empathy
for people and how you speak to them, and have kindness. You can always win people yeah. over with kindness.
Yeah, and I don't think the person that was telling me was saying that in a malicious way.
No.
I think maybe he just wanted us, maybe he wanted me to like kind of yeah. push them to come to that, so he doesn't have to do it so much. And
and sometimes you just want to talk about yeah, it with your friend.
Of course.
Like he probably saw you as someone that they could trust yeah. in and might have some good advice. So, or maybe you know when sometimes you reach out to someone and you say something and you don't really want or need a solution. You just want to like vent it out. Like
you want
to
be listened to.
Yeah, listened to. So it could be that too. Like as a friend, you listen and you give your opinion. And
yeah, that's so important.
From there on, it's on them.
Yeah, that's really important. I'm glad you said that because I didn't learn that until I got married. Sometimes my wife didn't want, because I'm a type of person, I want to solve problems. Sometimes she didn't want me to specifically solve any of her problems. She just wanted me to listen to her. So like she'll come back from work stressed about something and she'll tell me about it. And I'll try to tell her, you should do this. And that's not what she wanted to hear. She's grateful. Like, oh, thank you for the advice. But I started to learn that just listening sometimes helps. And listening is like key.
Yeah.
Because
I saw this thing on TikTok one time. By the way, TikTok is like my Google. I told my fiance the other day, I was like, if they ban TikTok,
I'm moving to China.
I might move out of the country. Like if I'm thinking about going to a restaurant, or I'm trying to see how people are trying to clean their sambas, or I'm trying to get a review on something or get a recipe, like I'll go on TikTok and like see, because sometimes you go on Instagram or you go on Google and it's never straight to the point. It's an article.
They have their own agenda. Yeah. Like they want to make it so that it's convenient for them. But TikTok, I feel like it's pretty transparent. Like they're going to tell you what it, if it's good or bad, like
exactly
the good, bad and the ugly, like they'll tell you everything.
Exactly. So on there, I saw, this thing, it was a couple that they were talking kind of something similar like this, and they said, in our house we now kind of, whenever one of us has a problem, we look at each other and we're like, Are you asking for a solution, or are you just asking to be listened to?
Okay.
It wasn't exactly like those words, but along those lines. Because sometimes you just want to, like, if I'm having a terrible day and I just want to vent and be like, oh my God, at work, A, B, C, D, whatever. And then you come back at me and you're like, well, to solve this, and I'm like,
You know, and you know, like, sometimes you know the solution. Yeah. You know how to solve the problem. You don't want to hear it because you know it. You just want to be listened. Yeah. You just want to be heard. There you go.
So, yeah, I think that that's important too. I think in the end, it's all about communication.
Yeah.
You can throw out all the Oreos, but in the end, sometimes you just gotta have that conversation.
Especially because they're like, you could throw away all the bad food and they can go eat the food somewhere else.
Exactly.
So it's better to. I always try to communicate. Yeah. Yeah, I was asking because I just wanted to tell you about it, and I wanted to see how you would navigate that, because it's important, like, for people to know, like, that they should be kind and they should be, like, understanding of other people's situations, because not everybody, like, feels what you feel. And so, when nobody feels what you feel.
Yeah.
But some people can't empathize either, because some people can't, that they've never been through that.
Yeah.
Like, recently, one of my friends lost his dad. And it wasn't like a natural cause. He was murdered. And when you go through something like that, you can't, it's so hard to fathom.
Yeah.
How, what that's like, because it's just so abrupt. So it's like, how do you go about it? And how are you
consoling
this person? And how do you talk to them? And
yeah.
I learned that and they're my cousin. So the way that I did it was, I was just there for them. Like, if they wanted to talk or if they didn't want to talk, and I helped them with whatever. And one of the younger cousins, he plays a lot of soccer. So I'm like, come play with soccer with me and we'll play soccer. And I know that it's helping him, because it's like you keep your mind busy.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't make things go away, but it definitely helps.
It distracts you in a healthy way, because sometimes you don't want to be so overwhelmed by what's going on. And that's why I play soccer all the time. Like, I don't really do it because it's healthy. I do it because, like, when I'm playing soccer, I kind of forget about everything.
Of course.
So I play like maybe 4 times a week, because I'm like, I'm having fun. I'm in the game. I'm focused on that. And I don't think about like, oh, like, not that my life is not good. I'm just not thinking about anything. I'm just thinking about the soccer. I'm thinking about like how to get this ball in that goal and how to play with my friends and how to laugh. Mm-hmm. So I think
like,
that's good.
It's like time kind of stops
mm-hmm.
for a second, or not time, like the real world.
Yeah. The moment.
Yeah.
You're in that moment.
Yeah. Which is hard to do nowadays.
It's insane. You can't. Everything is. I mean, even when you're like at the gym, even you're so distracted.
Oh my God.
Like I can't. I
can't stand up.
I can't even. Sometimes I don't even want to bring my phone to the gym, because it's. I get distracted. I get on my phone. I get a text. I'm like, oh, and I start using my phone instead of doing my weights. And it's impossible.
For me, I'm more doing classes or having a trainer telling me what to do, because I can't be working out on my phone, or I can't really, if I have to do 10, I'm like, I think 8's enough. But I go to the gym sometimes and I see people by the machines. I don't want to say hogging, because they are working out, but instead of working out, their breaks, instead of like a 10-15 second break, they're on their phone just like scrolling, checking. Yeah. And like, sometimes I've done classes, like workout classes, and people will, instead of like while they're resting, they're like grabbing their phone, going to like the side or wherever and grabbing their phone and like checking their messages.
Oh, wow.
And I've had like trainers be like, listen, your time is my time. Like, you're here to work out. Like, don't waste it. You know?
Yeah.
It's like that you have that 45 minutes, an hour. What, is it really going to make that text or whatever really going to make, or that post that you need to see so badly going to make a difference in 1 hour, seeing it now or in an hour?
That's why I like running so much, I think. Because when I'm running, I can't run with a phone. I can't text and run.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I'm running, I'm like in that run. I focus on the running. I focus on my breath. I focus on like what's around me and getting to like from point A to point B. And I think that's why I like running. And running is like,
it's really,
it's super
really
therapeutic.
Therapeutic.
That. You're in the moment and you can't really think about anything because you can't pick up your phone. Like, yeah. I run with music, so I just focus on my music, and that's
pretty much it. Do you guys listen to the same music while
you
guys run?
No, definitely not. Oh. She listens to super calm music.
Oh,
Like, I need to listen to like rap. Rap gets me going. Like, I'm in my zone. That's even when I work out, I listen to rap, trap. I listen to house. I listen to a lot. I like, sometimes I listen to indie when I'm like doing sets. I like it. But yeah, I can't listen to anything calm.
Calm, yeah.
Or I cannot not listen to anything. Like when it's quiet, I'm like, okay. I think about that.
We went one time to San Francisco and we went to work out. We were on the Peloton and there was an older woman and she had like the oriental like ding.
Oh my God. That would drive me insane. They play that music when you go get massages.
Yeah, exactly. So she was working out listening to that. And I'm like on the Peloton in the middle of like Australia. Like
the music makes me go to sleep. When they play it when I go get massages, they play that music and I knock out. Yeah. Instantly I'm getting a massage and I'm just sleeping. I'm so embarrassed because I wake up and I'm like drooling. And the lady's like, you can turn around now. And I'm like, oh my God. Thank you.
But then her exercise was very like stretching. It looked very, very calming, very soothing.
Yeah.
But I was on the Peloton and I'm like, man, I can't imagine like my headphones on and me on the Peloton like doing this or like me doing CrossFit or whatever type of workout listening to this.
Yeah, no. So yeah, this was definitely a fun. This is our first podcast, so bear with us. It's definitely not going to be perfect. I'm going to try to edit as nice as possible and hopefully I do a good job. Hopefully you guys like it. I felt like unprepared like technically, but now that I know what I have to do with like the amount of SD cards I got to get and everything, I feel like I'll be more prepared for next time. You probably won't even notice because I'm going to edit everything, but I'll know and then I'll be ready for next time. But yeah, I hope you guys liked it. It's uncommonly common and just, well, you could follow us, subscribe, like,
yes.
Comment anything you want. And, yeah, we'll be on Spotify, Apple Music, Google, on TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, and I'll put the link below so you guys can just find us wherever you guys want to listen to or watch. And I hope you guys enjoyed our first episode, and we'll see you in 2 Thursdays.
Love y'all. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That was fun. That was good. Oh, my God. That was good.
Not him leaving me.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm going to put that on the episode. We'll be right back.